It's time once again for the Jade City Pharaoh. Today's episode, Ibrahim and the Real Americans.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, only if there's someone there to bend it. Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
Aren't you two forgetting something?
Oh, you build in.
Skull and jaw from
Rob the People.
This is Jade City Action News 30, and I'm Donna DeWhitaker with breaking news from the county courthouse. Judge J.W. Winthorpe has just thrown out a lawsuit by George Grimsley, congressional candidate and leader of the Take Back America for Real Americans movement, to block the establishment of an Islamic cultural center in the Hollandale suburbs. Here comes Mr. Grimsley and his counsel now. Mr. Grimsley, your thoughts on the judge's ruling?
Travesty. A miscarriage of justice from a radical activist judge, if I've ever seen one.
But Mr. Grimsley, the building that will be converted into the cultural center was legally purchased. Doesn't the owner have the right to do what they would like with their own property?
Not if it's a center for the radicalization of Islamic terrorists.
How do you know that it's...
The Constitution says... This is one nation under God, not one nation under Allah.
Actually, that's not the Constitution.
I don't want to hear your mainstream media bias. Look, the founders did not intend for us to let a bunch of foreigners come over here and start building indoctrination camps. That's what a cultural center really is. Let me ask you a question. You think you'll be able to keep your job when Sharia law becomes the law of the land?
And when exactly is that supposed to happen, Mr. Grimsley?
The writing is on the wall. We already got that half-Kenyan Muslim in the White House, and with traitor activist judges like Winthorpe, look, the real Americans in this country need to take a stand. Get from out in front of the TV and get out here on the front lines, because our country is going to hell in a handbasket. In the most eloquent words of Thomas Jefferson, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with...
Hey, Bream, I was watching that.
For what? She ain't gonna say nothing but something stupid and ignorant. Look, I got a date tonight. I need to clean up. And you gotta get ready for patrol.
Date with who?
Vivian, the meter maid.
Finally worked up the nerve to ask her out, huh?
Let a player play, you know?
Player? This is the first date your rusted butt has had in 6 months.
And your point is?
I'm out, man. I'm gonna fly down to Ibrahim's and congratulate him. He's been trying to buy that building for years.
And they got a center here in Concrete Falls. Why they want one in Hollandale? Why go where people don't want you? Subject yourself to all that hateration.
He's trying to build bridges. Ibrahim believes if folks see true Islamic culture, they won't fear it.
When people in this city, especially in Hollandale, think about Islam, they think of one thing, 9/11.
But what if we judge Christianity by nutjobs like Grimsley? Hell, think about the Klan. They call themselves Christians. Abortion clinic bombers call themselves Christians. The guy who killed all those young people in Norway called himself a Christian. People have used religion for an excuse to commit violence since there's been religion. I've read the Bible and the Quran several times. Both are religions of peace. People take a verse here and a verse there and pervert it.
I don't need no lecture from you on religious interpretations. I'm not going to be the one out there trying to hang Ibrahim from that bridge he's trying to build. What I need is for you to vacate my premises so I can get ready for Vivian.
It's Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum. Congrats, bro. What? Okay. Where are you exactly? I'm on my way.
What's wrong?
Stay by the phone. Hey, Tab, Ibrahim here?
He went out back with some guys.
Call the cops.
What's going on?
Just call the damn cops. Hey, it's Harold Jones! Beat it! Ibrahim,
They stabbed me. Why, Jones? Why?
Don't talk. Save your strength. I got you. We need a doctor over here now.
Code blue, room 305. Room 305. Code blue.
We've got him, Mr. Jones. Take a seat in the waiting room.
All nurses to the nurses' station.
The building, which was to be the new Islamic Cultural Center in Hollandale, is ablaze. Firefighters are working diligently to contain the flames.
Hey, turn that up.
Four men who may have connections to the Real American Movement have been arrested.
Mr. Jones?
How is he?
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. Okay, Donna, we're live in 3, 2...
I'm live from the studios of North Carolina Public Radio with this update. The Jade City Pharaoh was written and created by Howard L. Kraft, produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas, with executive producer Frank Stacio. Robin Copley ran the boards. This week's episode, Ibrahim and the Real Americans, featured Lakeisha Coffey, Tony Perucci, Kashif Powell, Rajiv Rajendran, and Mike Wiley as the super spectacular Harold M.F. Jones. This is Donna DeWhitaker, Jade City Action News. Are we clear?
Clear.
Okay. When are we going to learn to live together?
There it is, the latest episode of the Jade City Pharaoh, Ibrahim and the Real Americans. An all-new episode airs on The State of Things next Thursday. And tomorrow night, you're going to have a chance to hit the dance floor with Harold M.F. Jones. Join the Jade City Pharaoh at Labor Love Gallery in Durham for a rent party to raise some money for the future of the series. You'll also meet the Jade City hero himself and enjoy music provided by DJ Nugs of Sound Cartel and visual art by creative minds like Franco. Party's tomorrow night, February 10th, 8 to midnight. If you can't make it and like to show your support, the Jade City Pharaoh Kickstarter campaign is still collecting donations. Just go to Kickstarter.com and search for Jade City Pharaoh. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio.